We're starting in Japan today, where the nation's prime minister is stepping down from his job. Shinzo Abe is the longest-serving prime minister in Japan's history. He first took office in 2006. Abe resigned the following year during political gridlock, but he was re-elected in 2012 and has remained in power since then. So why is he voluntarily stepping down now when there's still a year to go in his term? Health reasons, which were also a factor in his 2007 resignation. Prime Minister Abe suffers from ulcerative colitis, a bowel disease with no cure, and he says he needs to focus on treating it. Analysts say his 8 years of continuous leadership have had mixed results. He presided over a large economic experiment of massive stimulus and government spending. Observers say it put the brakes on an economic decline, but it didn't cause a major economic boom. Prime Minister Abe secured the 2020 Olympics for Tokyo, but the games were later postponed because of coronavirus. Experts say his diplomacy had mixed results, too. But his political party is in good shape. It controls both houses of Japan's parliament, and that's a major factor in what comes next. Japan's lawmakers choose the nation's leader. So the Liberal Democratic Party that Abe leads should have little trouble in choosing Japan's next prime minister. Abe says he'll keep working until that's done.